Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, November 24, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are going to continue our discussion of President Obama's recent speech on immigration, a speech that I argued last Friday was a coup accomplished against the American system of law and government. Now quoting from the Constitution Party platform on immigration, quote, "The Constitution Party demands that the federal government restore immigration policies based on the practice that potential immigrants will be disqualified from admission to the United States if, on the grounds of health, criminality, morals, or financial dependence, they would impose an improper burden on the United States, any state, or any citizen of the United States. We oppose the provision of welfare subsidies and other taxpayer-supported benefits to illegal aliens and reject the practice of bestowing U.S. citizenship on children born to illegal alien parents while in this country. We oppose any extension of amnesty to illegal aliens. We call for the use of U.S. troops to protect the states against invasion," end quote. Thus does the Constitution Party platform state the party's position on illegal immigration and amnesty to people illegally in this country. I submit to you, however, that the issue of concern in the president's speech is not illegal immigration or amnesty, but instead it is the authority of a president or the lack of authority of a president who has assumed the role of monarch. The president laid out his justification in the fashion of a true monarch. Quote, "Now I continue to believe that the best way to solve this problem is by working together to pass that kind of common sense law. But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president, the same kinds of actions taken by Democrat and Republican presidents before me, that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just," end quote. The president knows he has no such legal authority. From his speech 3 years ago, quote, "Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting, not just immigration reform, but that's not how our system works. That's not how our democracy functions. That's not how our Constitution is written," end quote. He also knows that his order is different from those of Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush. Neither man issued an amnesty order with no congressional legislation. What President Obama has done then is unprecedented. The president seems to take the position that if Congress agrees with him, that's great. But if it does not, he is then converted to absolute ruler. The president delivered his speech without any indication that he was ashamed of its obvious falsehoods. Thus, he assumes the countenance of liar. Even much of the press, including the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, were at least mildly critical. All three papers expressed their strong support for the president's position on amnesty, but they all disapproved of a unilateral presidential order. Peggy Noonan, writing in her opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal weekend edition, said it best, quote, "The president's executive action on immigration is an act of willful nihilism that he himself had argued against in the past. It is a sharp stick in the eye of the new congressional majority. It is at odds with, it defies the meaning and message of the last election, and therefore is destructive to the reputation of democracy itself. It is huge in its impact, but has only a sole cause, the president's lone will," end quote. It will also encourage and invite more illegal immigration. It shows clearly the president's complete disregard for the working people of America. Congress, we read now, is considering several options. They wring their hands in worry that some members may overreact. Some states are preparing lawsuits based on an unfair taking argument. Congress can file lawsuits and budget attacks on the order. It's unfortunate that state governors and legislators don't just say that the president's unlawful and unconstitutional action, therefore, in this state are void and of no consequence. for Congress, anything short of immediate impeachment falls short of what is necessary. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.